This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
The multi-award-winning, record-breaking musical Chicago is coming to Melbourne in December, and we're so happy to be joined this morning by Natalie Bassingthwaite, who will be playing Roxy Hart and the ever-talented Alinta Chidzi as Velma Kelly. Natalie and Alinta, welcome to Joy.
Hey.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
Hey, I've never seen Chicago before.
You're in for a treat.
This is why straight boys shouldn't be allowed in a radio station.
Yeah, get me kicked out.
This is a great show for straight boys, I'm telling you.
Yeah,
it's
right.
A good one.
Absolutely.
Look, for me and the listeners out there that maybe haven't seen it, what is it about?
Oh my gosh, it's about murder, corruption, greed. It's sexy. It's sassy. Yeah, it's about a whole lot of women in jail for certain things, most of them killing their husbands.
Ooh,
so behave. Watch out.
This is a hard sell on me. I'm sold. I'm there. Okay.
I know.
Right, yeah. On. All righty.
It really follows the story of Velma and Roxy, I think. Velma's in jail. She's a big wig in the...
She's the top dog of the cell.
Arena.
And then,
it's
almost like Wentworth. So she's like B.
Totally.
In Wentworth. And then Roxy comes along and she kind of steals the limelight a little bit, and then
as you do,
they're fighting for attention to get through their trial to get out of jail so they can be performers again on stage.
It's a little bit like OJ Simpson on Heat with women instead.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like, because it's all celebrity, it's about celebrity and murder and all of that, so it's quite a contradiction into it.
Okay. Yeah.
But these days, that's very normal, isn't it? You're being famous for what?
For killing.
Yeah. In our
box. So it sounds like... That's really rude. I think that was meant at me. So it sounds like the stage play does follow the movie storyline. Do we have... Are the songs very similar? Do they have new songs, the same songs?
I haven't watched the movie.
Most of it's very similar, but like there's things like class that is not in the film, which is in the stage show, because, you know, films have to be a lot more condensed. So
you'll get extra stuff, but it's the same story.
The cell block tango.
Absolutely.
This is hot.
Oh.
Yeah, you will love that.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm shocked, Nat, you've never seen the movie.
No, not going to. Until after the show, I think.
Until after the show. Well, Velma Kelly, who was in there, that was done by Catherine Zeta-Jones, who was actually rumoured pregnant at the time.
Mm. Yes, I heard that she was pregnant.
And you saw the way she was kicking that leg, throwing it around.
Will you be following suit, Alinta?
Yeah, so that was my next question. Will you be doing it pregnant?
No, I think I'll stay away from that.
She does look like Catherine Zeta-Jones, doesn't she?
Exactly, yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and you're going to get the little bob? We're going to cut
Absolutely.
Your hair off? Yeah.
Oh, actually, I'm thinking of doing a big chop, but I am wearing a wig for the show, and it's the same as...
Renee Zellweger.
Oh, that's it. Sorry. I do know her and I love her, but I haven't seen the film. So I was like, what's the ladies? Yeah. I've only just started sipping on this coffee. Give me 1 minute and I'll have so much more personality.
That's all right. Yeah. Look, I love your personality. Look.
In a show about getting away with murder, how do you make these characters so lovable to the audience?
Because no one is born mean, right? Ooh. This is the true story about life. You're not like... I love this story and all this kind of conversation, nature versus nurture. You're not born... a murderer, or you're born this. It's your situation, circumstance, surroundings, who you meet, whatever. So there's also, with someone who comes across as an adulteress or is an adulteress or is a murderer, there's also other sides to them, like why did they become that way? You know, is it because of their childhood, their upbringing, their father have done something to... Like, this is true life, right? So just the same as we do with a musical theatre show, which is all razzle-dazzle and all of that, you still have to find the truth in it and the honesty in it. So for me, you know, Roxy Hart, she's very vulnerable. She didn't have a great upbringing and she really wants attention and wants to be loved and wants to be seen. So I can balance that out with that's why she's so driven and so wants to be this famous person and is driven to murder.
And there's there's also a lot of comedy in it. Like people think it's just, you know, the music is so galvanized with this incredible like syncopation and, you know, these great songs that everyone knows them. But there's so much comedy within. Except you, yeah. But he will know. He'll know all the songs. He will, like, play that soundtrack back to back.
Yeah. I'll be the standing ovation in the audience. I'll lead the charge.
Yeah, but there's so much comedy and, like, this, like the dancing by Fosse is the choreographer. Yeah. It's incredible. Like, you can't help but love watching it. It's so exciting.
Natalie, let's talk about the stages where you've begun your career. Mm-hmm. And it says now, after a pretty challenging ride of the last couple of years, you're back looking amazing.
Why, thank you.
How does it feel returning to the theatre?
Yeah, it's pretty wild. I had a little dabble in it last year with Funny Girl at the Opera House. It was just a sort of a celebration of Barbara Streisand and Funny Girl itself with 12 amazing women. And yeah, so that was a really lovely taste. And then when I heard Chicago is coming, I was like, oh, you know, it was the one that got away. I almost got to play her 20 years ago and I missed out. So I was ready and excited. I still auditioned. It wasn't handed to me on a silver platter like most people think.
Well, no one would think that. I mean, you're...
No, a lot of people think, oh, you know, you're in the public eye. You know, you're a celebrity. You'll just get handed. But it's, you go along, you work. I had to sing, I had to dance, had to act in front of all the internationals. And, you know, it's not easy.
I mean, we go from Rogue Traders, you're an actor, you're on stage. I mean, is there anything that you can't do?
Lots of things, but I also believe that you can achieve anything if you set your mind to it. I've always felt like that.
Even for an old man at 51
absolutely,
like me, my life isn't over.
Yeah. Absolutely, but you have to put the time into it. So now that I'm a parent, like I had to sit there with my daughter yesterday and she gets really frustrated that if she doesn't get something straight away, I'm like, you don't get anything straight away. You always have to work at it. You may never be the best, but I still believe you could do it. Like if you wanted to sing or you wanted to dance, I reckon you could do it, but it means at what level, you know, like some people have natural abilities. Like, I stupidly believe that I could be a doctor. This is so weird because I don't think I've got the smarts to be a doctor. But I think if I put the time in and the energy in, I think anyone can be anyone, anything. That's what I really believe.
You've got enough bedside manner. See, Mikey, there's a chance for you yet in the life. To become something.
Whoever you want to be. What do you want to be? Okay,
he's so young. We've got to mold him. Yeah.
Yeah, he could be my child.
Oh my God. Well, no, it's not funny. My baby just turned 26 yesterday. My baby.
Oh, my God.
And I have to sit there, and my oldest daughter tells me that, you know, she's 30 this year. And I'm like, oh, hang on. That can't be happening.
So, Micah could be your grandchild.
Just kidding.
It's scary.
It's scary.
Now, I was established, I know little about Chicago, but Alinta, I know that you're an acclaimed jazz musician. And you recently released an album titled I've Got You, I Got You, as Alinta and the Jazz Emperors. Has your connection to the jazz scene, how has that influenced your creation of the character?
Look, I think the colours and the tone and the sound of your voice and the timbre and that is really, you know, that emulates the era that it's from, the 1920s. And I went to the International Jazz Day gala event on Monday night, and it was incredible. And just the sounds and the nuances and the detail and the depth of the music is so incredible. And I think it's just about listening. And that's what was so beautiful to hear Herbie Hancock say that on the night. It's like music is about listening to each other. And that's, as a community, I think that's just as important. That's what he was emulating, was that we need to be, you know, bonded together. And that's why I think jazz is amazing. That's why I think I'm so attracted to it. But, I think it does influence, like, you know, how I sang the song All That Jazz when I came into the audition. So, definitely.
Well, Chicago's all about jazz, liquor and
Murder.
Yeah, like it's fantastic.
Super sexy. Like the dancers, oh my goodness, their bodies are ridiculous. Male, female, like everyone is so super fit. I can't even. They're just, their bodies are so hot. It's a good perv if you just want to do that. Yeah.
No matter what.
Even if you're not into theatre, go along, just have a good perv.
It is very true. Dancers are hot.
Chicago is playing at the State Theatre at the Arts Centre Melbourne from the 13th of December, and tickets are on sale now because they're going to sell out so quickly.
It's a very limited run, so you've got to be quick. Tickets are on sale for the Melbourne League now.
Yeah.
So
they always say that too. They're always like, it's really short. But this is, honestly, this is short. We're in Sydney for, I don't know, a couple months max. Brisbane month. Oh. Couple, like, it's short. So we got other stuff to do when we finish. You know what I'm saying?
Well, look, and there's a little taste of it there. Hey, chicagothemusical.com.au. Get your tickies now. You have to.
Have to.
We're going to be there.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to break his virginity. We're going to take him along and he's going to get his Chicago virgin broken.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
That sounds dark. Okay.
Yeah. No, it is. Very, there's plenty of murder, intrigue. We'll have a lot of fun.
But fun. It's super fun as well.
Nat Bass, Alinta, thank you so much for coming.
Thanks.
This morning.
Thanks for having us.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune into 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.